Johnny Jett has traveled everywhere, about 20-plus countries a year. He shares his firsthand knowledge of reward travel, travel credit card deals, travel tips, and more. JohnnyJett.com is the site for travel. Good morning, John. Let's talk about summer vacation. People are starting to think about it now. Any? What do you think? Will there be any good deals out of Chicago this year?
There are. I mean, you got to get cracking, especially if you're going to go international. You're actually going to be too late to get the really good deals unless you're going to book in late August and September, which is, I mean, August is not a great time to go to Europe. First of all, May, the countries, the people, their locals take off, head to the beach. But September is one of my favorite times in Europe. The weather, it's not too hot. The crowds, at least the little kids, are usually not there, but it's still crowded.
Yeah, I was reading in your newsletter, which I highly recommend, that business travel is starting to come back now, isn't it?
It is, for sure. I mean, I was in Nashville this week with Hilton Hotels, and they said that they've definitely seen an increase. They think it's back. So does, I think it's... Most people will say it's back. I do not believe it. I still think that a lot of people are still doing Zoom calls. Excuse me. I used to have friends that would go, they would fly from New York to LA to Sydney to have a meeting in Sydney. They wouldn't even spend the night. It would be for 7 hours, which is nuts. And but that's people are not doing that anymore. I mean, I think those kind of calls are having, they're doing calls, Zoom, but, everyone knows that, you know, in-person meetings are the best, but I have some friends who travel a lot for business, and it's just not there yet. I think it's like 80-something percent.
And how is that affecting fares, and how is that affecting travel for the rest of us, not just the airlines, but also hotels?
Well, for the airlines, I think it helps us, especially if you want to try and get a good seat up front or even in premium economy, because they're not being filled and they're offering some good deals. So whenever you buy a ticket, always ask about an upgrade or check on the app. A lot of times they're offering upgrades for much cheaper than it would have been if you bought it straight out. Also, for the hotels, it's bad news because more leisure travelers are traveling, and the hotel prices are high. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, obviously, it all depends on the destination, but depending on when and where you go, I think you're going to find an increase in prices than you did last year and even before the pandemic.
You mentioned premium airline seats, and I was reading this story about how even mediocre spots on your flight now can come with an additional seat fee. What are the airlines doing?
Definitely. I mean, they did this before the pandemic. I mean, American Airlines, they used to not even disclose that the front of the plane where they're charging you, you know, back then it was like $20 more or something. And it was all it was a regular seat. It was just in the front of the plane. Not even, and I'm not talking about, economy plus. They're talking about just sitting towards the front of the plane, and they still charge, and so do the other airlines. So whenever you booking a flight, make sure you get a seat assignment. And if they're charging too much, what you can do, the trick is, I know a lot of people do it, but it is rolling the dice where they do not assign themselves a seat, and they wait till check-in where they'll let them. Well, they'll give them the empty seats, but you could be stuck with the middle seat. And I know people who don't care, but if they want to save money, that is the way to do it. Otherwise, if you have a specific seat in mind, you got to do it. We're flying JetBlue this summer, and I don't have status on JetBlue. And, you know, all the good seats up front cost a lot of money. The seats in the back are free. So book in advance and try and get as far to the front as you can without paying. Is my strategy. Or the best thing to do is get elite status. That is, I have elite status on American. That is one reason why I fly American, because I can get the bulkhead or the exit row for free for me and my family. And sometimes that's $100 per person each trip, depending on where we go.
If you don't have elite status, what's the secret to getting the exit row?
Well, usually the exit row, you have to pay for it. I mean, they're really cracked down. Before, they would just let you switch seats. Now, I flew a few days ago, and I was in the exit row, and the middle seat was open between us. I was like, what? You did not see that very often. But that is because those are the last seats to fill, because no one really wants to pay for it, especially the middle seat. But what you got to do, you can get certain credit cards that will give you elite status. So you can look at that. You can also, wait to the last minute and just try and be extra nice to the gate agents, which, I do. I always bring chocolates. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah, I know. I've stolen your act, and it's been successful many times.
but it's getting tougher now. I mean, all the computer systems are really making it difficult for these agents to make decisions. I used to go to the lounge, those agents used to be able to do whatever I wanted. I could get a good seat week in advance. They can only do stuff for that day now. And if you don't have elite status, or a high price ticket, I mean, they make it's almost no fun for people who are trying to save money.
Yeah. So, I mean, talking about elite status, so if you can, it's good to pick one airline, and hopefully it's an airline that has many flights from your city, and just stick to that one airline and build up the mileage, right?
I mean, definitely. I mean, from Chicago, I mean, you're going to want to go with United or American, although I have friends that do it the opposite because there are too many elite frequent flyers going out of there, and they're never going to get an upgrade. So they choose an airline that doesn't have very much frequency to Chicago.
That's an interesting tip.
It is, but I don't agree with that one. I'd rather have a lot of choices of where to fly to.
Yeah. Talking with the original travel influencer, Johnny Jett. On JohnnyJett.com recently, there was an article about the State Department travel warnings. And I think, John, you wrote about the one for France. This is about the Olympics, isn't it?
Correct. And actually, I was just reading it again right now. So this one's mostly geared towards residents of France that are Americans, just saying, listen, if you need to get your passport or a visa, better do it now, because we're going to close the embassies for those kind of services to make room for all the influx of of Americans coming in saying they had their passport lost or stolen. Mm-hmm. So, expect long lines there. I mean, you really got to guard your passport. I'm going to France this summer, and I'm I'm reading my own advice that I've written over the years, and including of other people like Rick Steves, who knows Europe better than anybody, any American.
Those State Department warnings sometimes can be pretty scary. Are they sometimes overly cautious with those warnings?
Definitely. They're just covering their butts, but they are trying to inform you. So what I would do is I would read those. I also would read the State Department warnings from countries like Australia, England, and Canada. See what they have to say about the country that you're going to, because they're all written in English, and sometimes it could be political. So if they don't have the same warning, I would really not worry about it. But one time I was in Budapest like 20 years ago with my friends, and we totally got scammed by some girls, the old have a drink with us, and my friends are like, let's go. I'm like, no, I don't want to go. So anyway, they take us to some bar, we have a round of drinks, and it's like $800 when it should have been like $50. And they had these huge bouncers. Anyway, when I got home, I later read about, I read the Hungary State Department page on it, and it actually listed the bar that we went to. So definitely it's worth reading.
Yeah. Also worth reading is your report on the falling lady scam. What's that all about?
Yeah. Actually, I learned this one from Rick Steves. He talks about if there's any crowd or something jostling or someone spills ketchup on you or if there's a commotion, all these thieves are trying to distract you. And one of them is if an elderly woman, it's really not an elderly woman, they're dressed up as one, starts falling down an escalator. He says, stand back and guard your valuables, then carefully move in to help. because what they're hoping for is that there's someone right behind you. The person in front, who's really not an old lady, will fall. You go to help her, grab her, and as soon as you put your hands up, they grab your bag. They could also hand it off to someone who's going down the other escalator or your wallet, and they're gone. I mean, luck in the crowd. So, unfortunately, there are so many scams, it's hard to keep up. I mean, literally every day I'm reading about a new scam. I'm like, are you serious? And unfortunately, I've been the victim of scams too. So, it's
careful.
Just guard your belongings. I mean, that's why, you know, when my wife travels, she uses a crossbody bag, anti-theft, that they can't cut the wires. I usually have a Scotty vest, which has 30 pockets, and I never put your back pocket, your wallet in your back pocket, and don't always carry all your credit cards and cash in the same place. When you go out for the day, only carry what you need. You have like one or two credit cards and some cash, but not all of it.
Great advice. And finally, this story you wrote about, I guess it went viral, and it was a trip to Hawaii, and the pilot actually, people started applauding after his announcement. Tell us what he said.
It was shocking. So I took my kids to Hawaii for spring break 2 weeks ago, and we were flying American out of L.A. to Honolulu. And the first plane we get on, we were waiting there for an hour. They're like, we have a leak in the galley. One of the faucets was leaking. Was no big deal. Anyway, he comes back. He goes, I don't know. We have to get off this plane because we have to have it fixed. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to find a new one. They find a new one. We get on. We push back the. And it was remarkable they found another one, but it took like an hour and a half or 2 hours. And we start pushing back, and they do the safety video, and the flight attendants go, stop. We have to return to the gate. We're like, oh, no. So then after a while, the pilot gets on and says, hey, we have a engine light on. It says that this aircraft's going to need to go into the hangar after it comes back from Europe. The mechanics say it's fine, but to tell you the truth, I'm really not feeling it. So I'm going to refuse this aircraft. I have this all on video. I was sitting in the bulkhead. The cockpit door was open. I got it all. I had great video. The video went viral. And after he said it, everyone clapped. I mean, because no one wants to go 6 hours over an ocean, including the pilot. And,
yeah.
And with not knowing 100% that we're going to make it, because there's no place to land. It's not like going to LA to Chicago. You can just pretty much land anywhere.
You know what? So, give that pilot a lot of credit, because they're under pressure to keep those schedules, and that's fantastic. I would have cheered myself, no question about it.
Without a doubt.
So. Johnny, appreciate it as always. Some great tips at johnnyjet.com, and again, that free newsletter is great. We'll also post our conversation at wgnradio.com. There was a lot in here, and I think people are going to want to hear things again and maybe send this conversation to others who are traveling this summer. Happy, safe travels as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thank you. You too. Take care, Bob.